And we've got a world of good singers. Our little place couldn't be beat up hardly for singers.
Now, do you still go to this crossroads?
Yeah.
That's the same one?
Yeah, same one.
How many years have you been going there?
I was baptized into that church when I was an early teenage boy. And she was a child, mm-hmm. and I remember the day she was converted.
Mm-hmm.
The older folks had all left, and they called them to the mourner's bench, they called it back then, to the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christian people piled into the altar and prayed for them, and they'd all scattered.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she held on for a long time for a kid,
mm-hmm.
but they'd all gone to 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I conducted the singing at that time. I didn't mm-hmm. even have an organ.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing right behind her, leading the song. There's 6 or 8 there, and she was converted, I guess.
Hmm. If you were trying to get to church on time or something, and you had a flat tire, you might say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, because church will be over. Talking about, it's going to take you so long, you say, well, church will be over.
Yeah, before we get there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call the enemy of God?
Well, everybody that's serving the devil.
Right, that's what I was meaning, the devil. Now, did you ever hear any other names for the devil?
Well, yeah. Satan, and mm-hmm. I don't know what all else. Mm-hmm. Name several.
Did you ever hear a particular one that, they tell children now, if you don't behave...
The middle man will eat you. That's what we tell children.
Yeah.
And that way to get over to the children.
Well, if there's an old house off on a dark road and it was all lonesome, and people would think they hear strange noises coming out of it. They might say that house was...
Haunted. Uh-huh. I don't believe in them.
If they thought it was haunted, what did they think it had in it?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You think they had...
The spirit of something, mm-hmm. I reckon.
A ghost?
Yeah, a ghost or something.
Now, if you walked outside and it was kind of maybe in the fall of the year, and it's not very cold, but just a little bit, and instead of saying, well, it's not... real chilly, but it's
cool.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to use the word, let's say you were saying cool instead of saying, but it's real cool, but it's just might say sort of cool or something like
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you see a friend that you hadn't seen in a long time, and you just, happy about it, you might say, oh, I'm just so
glad to see you.
Yeah. Now, talking about a person who has a lot of land, and you might say he has a, talk about the amount of it, he has a, instead of saying he has a lot of land, you might say he has a...
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to count it, but I
might. Would you ever say a right smart of land?
Yeah, either one would answer the purpose.
Uh-huh.
Right smart of land.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you ever use right smart in talking about something like cattle? Would you ever say you had a right smart of cattle?
Yeah.
Or say something like apples or something. Would you say you had a right smart of?
Yeah.
Apples. Now, when you meet somebody on the street or something and you want them, you greet them, what would you say to them?
Well, if it was morning, I'd say good morning. Mm-hmm. If it was evening, I'd say good evening.
And if you wanted to kind of inquire about their health, what would
you say? Well, then I'd start that. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. How are you getting along?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you have talking to a visitor,